Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs are dabbling in business in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We are smart, savvy businesswomen building that bridge between raising a family and building a business. And we all know I love my Tuesdays and our Tuesday business spotlight. And obviously, I'm not the only one because thousands upon thousands, and I'm talking tens of thousands of women and men, I'm sure, are benefiting from Janice Clark and social media help, not hype. And I just love the 30-minute lunch and learns that Janice has been doing in this new podcast platform that she launched right before the start of the year. And I just want to give a quick hello to our sponsors today, everythingfamily.net. Kaz Winters has been a mompreneur since 1974, and she is the mother of ideas. And you can go to everythingfamily.net for books, activities, creative ways to make time for you and your family. And Kaz is also the author of Get That Book Out of Your Head and Into Print. So for those mompreneurs out there and businesswomen who know you have that book in you, grab the book, take a look, and get that book out of your head and into print. And our other sponsor today, Safety First Bags. You need to travel. You need your laptop when you do. But why are you removing it at every airport checkpoint? The checkpoint-friendly laptop bags that Safety First Bags have enable you to breeze through airport checkpoints because you no longer have to remove your laptop. And for Word of Mom listeners, there's a special price and free shipping. So you can go to wordofmomradio.com/offer/ and give yourself the gift of convenience. So thanks to our show sponsors today. And now we are here with Janice Clark and Social Media Help Not Hype. And she is going to be talking Google Plus Hangouts. So Janice, yay. I've got my pad ready.
Good. I'm so glad. I'm glad you have it ready. I hope a lot of moms have their tabs ready. Because these, bear with me, guys, I am getting over bronchitis. I am much, much better than I was last week. Last week, I couldn't talk for more than a minute without coughing. We're going to see how long I can go today. But you are going to hear just a little bit of coughing from me as I'm still struggling to get over this. Google Plus Hangouts on Air are specifically what I wanted to talk about today. And you'll commonly see them called, in parentheses or in brackets, HOA, Hangouts on Air. That's what that stands for, in case you've been wondering. Hangouts on Air are a phenomenal thing that can be used for any business. Amazing what you can do with these. You can have your very own television show, free, by the way, free. I like that word. You can do webinars. You can easily create a brand new piece of content for yourself as quickly as you can speak, really. You know, no more, although I'm still a big advocate of blog posts, you know, blog posts sometimes take a very long time. If you're in the middle of a really great blog post, sometimes hours, sometimes days. I've known some people that took weeks on a specific blog post that they, you know, were really researching and working on and getting numbers for, and a very, very long time. And as mompreneurs, we don't always have that kind of time. In fact, sometimes we really seldom have that kind of time. Hangouts on Air, once you get used to the technology, and it is fairly simple, it's fairly straightforward, you know, you can have a new piece of content as quickly as you can speak it, and you can broadcast it out. You can have it on your YouTube channel. You can share it across your social networking sites. There's just a ton of things you can do with these and get a great link in the search engines for your business, get a great piece of content you can share with the end user, the person who may potentially buy from you. And I don't see a lot of moms using these, and I think the reason for that is just fear of the technology. Fear of video. Nobody wants to be seen on video. Nobody wants to get up there and put their faces out there. But I'm telling you that more and more, if you're not doing videos, if you don't have infographics and you don't have videos, you really are being left behind in your business. If you're just now getting around to setting up a blog and starting the blog a little bit, and you think that you're all caught up, you know, the reality is you're actually very much behind the times because video is showing up more and more in the search engines. And businesses who are, investing in video are really seeing a big return on investment. You know, more clicks, more visits to their website, more purchases. So if you haven't started doing these yet, I highly encourage you to do so. You know, another thing about video is if you have a video created, you could spend thousands of dollars. If you have a nice video created, at least you're going to spend $400 or $500, and that's the bare minimum. Hangouts are completely free. Free. You can do them all by yourself. I need to stress that. So don't fear the technology. Today what I wanted to do is actually walk you through step by step creating your very own Google Plus Hangout so that you can have it to broadcast out to your audience, to get it out on your website, to embed it where you want to embed it and share your message with the world. So I'm going to share with you today step by step how to make that happen. Sound exciting, Dory?
It does. And believe me, I have my pen because we all know that the technology bit me in the butt trying to get it done during our Word of Mom March month. So, you know, I am all set because I'm like, no, I got a regular real computer again and let's go.
Well, and rest assured that something is going to go wrong. it's technology.
Oh, of course.
Something's going to go wrong. You know, you can't be of the mentality that if I can't pick it up right the first time, you know, if I have to practice at this, I'm not going to do it. If it's hard, I'm not going to do it. If I have to work at it, I'm not going to do it. If it doesn't go right the first time, I'm just not going to do it. Good luck with your business if that's your mentality. Unfortunately, I see a lot of people with that mentality just getting, and we all get frustrated. You have my permission to get frustrated because we all do from time to time. But, you know, I speak with so many people who just will blatantly tell me, I don't have time for this. You know, I don't have time to be messing around with technology. If it doesn't work right the first time, then forget it. I'm moving on. And the reality is you're not moving on. It's moving on without you, and it's moving on without your business, and so are your potential buyers. So I really encourage you to invest a little time to play around with these Hangouts. Maybe it will work right for you the first time. Maybe you'll get everything right the first time, and I'm hoping with this little checklist here that I can, in fact, I know with this checklist I can cut down on your learning time, but there's still going to be a bit of a learning curve. You're going to forget to hit a button somewhere, or Google's going to be having an off day and a button's not going to show up. It just happens. You have to keep moving forward. These things are just too valuable for no cost. You know, the only cost is your time, the time you're investing in doing it. They're just entirely too valuable for you to say, oh, I'm not dealing with the technology, I'm just going to go back and blog. As the years go by, that, you know, I foresee a time when we may not even have blogs any longer. It may all be video, and it may all be, you know, other things, podcasting. If you don't stay at least pretty close to the times, you and your business are going to get left out. So I don't want that to happen to mompreneurs. So I wanted to make sure that I spent a little time today going over Google Plus Hangouts on air. So here we go, Dory. The first thing, of course, is you're going to have a Google Plus account. So I hope by now, we've talked about Google Plus extensively, I hope by now, if you're listening to the show, that you have a Google Plus account. If you don't, though, we did a show covering Google Plus. I encourage you to go back, listen to the show, get yourself a business page created, and go ahead and get started, because Google Plus all by itself is just a phenomenal site. Great to meet people, great for SEO purposes, great for authorship. It's something that in the coming year or so, I think it's just simply going to be mandatory. It's going to be like having a website. You're just going to have it. If you expect to make money in your business. So go back, listen to the Google Plus show if you don't already have a Google Plus business page. From your business page, when you're logged into Google Plus, from your business page, this where you're going to be running the Hangout on air, you can go and hover over your profile link in the top left. And what's going to happen is you're going to see a sidebar pop up. This is really going to be a left-click, right-click type of call, guys. I really want to make sure that I'm giving you detailed instructions. So hopefully this is going to be relevant for a very, very long time. Sometimes these sites change things, but hopefully these, when the instructions do change, they're very often minimal, and you can always follow up with me on Google Plus or over on Facebook or Twitter and ask questions if something changes. But from your page of where you're going to be running the Hangout, go up to the top left and hover over your profile link at the top, and it says Profile. When you hover over that, a sidebar is going to pop up, and you're going to want to click on Hangouts. Now, there are two types of Hangouts. There's Hangouts, and there's Hangouts on Air. Hangouts are, you know, if Dory and I and maybe a couple of other women wanted to get together and have a video call, just us. Well, this is not, we're not going to broadcast this. We're not going to share it with the world. We just need to have a meeting. You can have a Hangout. You can have up to 10 people in that Hangout. And it's a private Hangout. Only the people there in the Hangout can see the Hangout. So it's wonderful for meetings, even if you're not going to be broadcasting anything. Hangouts on Air is a completely different animal. Hangouts on Air, you can have several people, up to 10 people on the call. But when the call is over, it's going to automatically go over to your YouTube channel. So you're going to have a YouTube channel and have that linked to your Google Plus account. And Google Plus will walk you through that if you do not have it linked to your Google Plus account. You can record this Hangout. You can record an interview. You can record a discussion, whatever you want to record, an informational piece. And when you're finished, you don't have to hit a record button. You don't have to, you know, hit stop record or anything like that. When you're done, it will automatically go over and it'll be up on your YouTube channel for the world to see. And then you can take that link and you can share it with the world. So you're going to want to make sure if this is something you're going to want to broadcast, you're going to want to make sure that you choose Hangouts on Air. And you'll see right in the middle of the page, Home, Hangouts on Air, Video Hangouts. Choose the Hangouts on Air. Now, you're going to choose Start a Hangout on Air. And a little box is going to pop up, and it's going to let you put in the name of the Hangout and tell people, give a description, tell people what this Hangout is going to be about, what it's going to cover, what type of information you're going to discuss. And you can choose to have it either now or later. If you want to promote this Hangout, you can promote it and choose, you know, a week from now or 2 weeks from now, however long, you know, you want to schedule it out for the future. But if you're going to go ahead and let's say you're doing an interview with someone, you'll want to go ahead and choose now. It might not be something you want to have a lot of people come into, especially in the early days. I recommend not making it public early on, especially if you're really nervous with the technology. Get yourself and a friend, you know, someone you're interviewing or literally just a friend. You know, invite another mompreneur into the Hangout and play with the technology. And don't make it public. Only invite the two of you. Dory, if you're creating the Hangout on Air and you were going to do it just with me, we don't want to invite anybody else because we're just playing with the software. We're not going to make it public. We're not going to choose the public option. Just click the X and get rid of that. You're just going to enter my name, and hopefully you and I already are connected on Google Plus. And I should auto-populate there for you. And then you'll be able to invite just me to the Hangout on Air. And what that means is nobody else is going to be able to see this. Okay? Nobody else can just pop in on us while we're having our discussion. If it's a Hangout on Air, once we're completely finished with this whole process, it's still going to populate over into your YouTube account, and you can promote it. But, you know, your first couple, you might not feel comfortable just letting the whole world into while you're playing with the technology. If you are, wonderful. Go you. Go ahead and make it public. You can also invite another specific person to make sure that they get an invitation. And then once you do that and you share it, you'll click the share button, you are now going to be in the event page, okay? This is your inside the actual event where people are going to be who want to watch this Hangout. And you've got some different options in here. You're going to see a main video feed on the left side of the page. If you want people, if this is going to be public and you want people to be able to ask questions, you can go ahead and click the Q&A button to launch the Q&A app. This is the last time you'll be able to launch this, so Once you get actually started with the Hangout, you won't be able to launch this any longer. So if you want to go ahead and allow questions and answers, go ahead and click that. There's also a trailer button here. If there's a video you want to play, one of your YouTube videos that you want to be playing while people are sitting there waiting for the Hangout to begin, you can click trailer and tell it which YouTube video. If not, that's okay too. You don't have to do anything with trailer. You can go ahead and click the start button. Now, clicking the start button doesn't start the broadcast. Clicking the start button puts you into sort of a green room where you can get your bearings, you know, adjust your settings, get everyone, if you're interviewing somebody, get them in the room, get them ready to go, all this before the broadcast. Just kind of get in there, familiarize yourself with it. But that start button does not actually start the broadcast. It just gets you into the green room where you can all get ready to start the broadcast, okay? And this gets a little confusing. People see that start button and they think, I'm not ready. I don't know what I'm, you know, I don't see my camera feed. You're not supposed to at this point. At this point, it's just taking you into a green room. So go ahead and click that start button to get started with your Google Plus Hangout on air. Now, there's going to be another little box that pops up, and it's going to allow you to invite specific people into the Hangout green room. So, Dory, if you were starting it, the box would come up. It would say invite your guests, and you can invite me. You can invite up to 9 other people because you can get up to 10 people in this room. So you can invite people into this green room, whoever you're going to be interviewing, whoever you're going to be talking to. Go ahead and you can invite them. Now, once you click the invite button, your guests should, of course, be expecting the invitation. They should already be logged into Google+ and waiting for you. They're going to see your invitation to join them in the green room on their profile page. So from their profile page, over on the right-hand side where it says Hangouts, they're going to be able to see that Dory DiCarlo has invited you to join a Google+ Hangout on air. And they can go ahead and choose to answer the call. And then they're going to get a couple of windows that pop up telling them you're about to join a Hangout on air. Just, you know, the standard, you're agreeing to be in the room, you know, this Hangout's going to be broadcast and all those other things. And they'll need to agree to all of that. And then everybody comes into this green room. And you're going to be able to see the camera feed. You're going to be able to see yourself. You're going to be able to see the other people who are in the room. Really, really, really neat. I love the software. The potential for what you're going to be able to do with this is just absolutely endless. You're going to see a big feed that you can show to everyone. If you have 10 people in the Hangout, you'll see a big feed of whoever is in charge of the Hangout. And you're going to see the 9 little video feeds across the bottom. So you can all see each other, and whoever is running the Hangout, Dory, you could literally sit there and you could click on different people's pictures as they were talking so that they took over the big feed and you were taken off the big feed. Okay? So it's really simple. It's just, click their video feed and suddenly they are the big image, and you can click around all you want to change that video feed back and forth. Pretty simple?
Yes, so actually.
Now,
as you're writing
once
it,
you get in there, yeah, now that you're saying it and writing it all down, get in there and look around at your settings. It's not real extensive. I mean, truly, you could go in there and just look around for a few minutes. You've got some different options in there. You've got a cameraman option over on the left, and it shares your broadcast settings. So as guests join, you can choose, this is very, good, especially if it's a public Hangout. As guests join, hide their audio and video from my broadcast, broadcast the large video I see to my audience, and hide the other video feeds if you don't want to show anybody else's video but your own. new guests in my large 3 or more broadcast are muted when they join. Depending upon what you're doing, the settings will be a little bit different. Play with the settings. Go in. Take a look. Control room is another setting you're going to see in here. And it allows you to mute individual guests, turn off their video feed, turn up their volume. The person in charge of the Hangout can truly control every bit of this stuff. There's a Hangout toolbox option. And this is where you can add, you may have seen Hangouts where the person who's talking has a little banner underneath their face, and it has their logo and maybe their website. This is called the lower third. And this is where you can actually go in and upload your banner and change the colors and make that little lower third across the bottom of your own. Now, here's something important to note. When you upload your logo and put in your website or whatever it is that you want to show, to you it's going to look backwards. This is something I have a hard time getting used to even now. It looks backwards to me. The rest of the world is going to see it facing forward, I promise you. So don't be alarmed and spend hours wondering why my logo is backwards. It's not to the rest of the world. You're just seeing it backwards. Still throws me, even to this day. You can see, and all these little options are on the left-hand side of the big video feed. So you've got your Hangout Toolbox, Control Room, Cameraman. If you launched Q&A, it's going to be there so that you can click on it at any time and see questions that have been submitted. There's a chat option over there, and there's plugins. Again, go in and play a little bit because there's all kinds of plugins you can add and all kinds of different options that you can add to the Google Plus Hangout on air. You're in the green room. Go in, check all your settings, make sure everyone is ready, and then you're going to have a big green button across the bottom of the screen, and it says Start Broadcast. And once you click on Start Broadcast, guess what happens? Anybody?
It starts the broadcast.
And that's all you have to do. Start the broadcast. And you're live. You're on. And you go ahead and you do your call. And when you finish your call, everybody gets out of the Hangout. And depending upon how long the Hangout is, sometimes it might take just a minute for it to be up on your YouTube channel, but it won't take long. It won't take very, very long at all. I've been on some pretty long calls that just took a minute to get over there. Now it's up on your YouTube channel, and, of course, now you go into syndication. Now you take that, and you want to share it over on Twitter. You want to share it over on Google+. Of course, from your business page, you just did this on Google+, so this video feed is also going to show up on Google+ automatically. Share it on Twitter. Share it on Facebook. Share it on LinkedIn. Anywhere that you would like to share this, and that is a permanent, lovely piece of content you now have out there about your business. You know, you can get people to do testimonials like this. you can share information about your product. You know, you can do cooking segments on here. You don't have to have other people in here. You can do this all by yourself if you want to, just sharing about your business. Of course, you want to try to be creative. I mean, most people aren't going to come to a Google Plus Hangout when all you're doing is talking about your business. So you do want to get creative, but share, you know, relevant content, relevant things about your business. Share, you know, health tips. This don't have to be long either. You can just be a few minutes or just a minute. You can share, product demonstrations. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Interviews with you and other people talking about relevant issues, current issues. Again, absolutely endless. And once the video is up on YouTube, you can go over, you can optimize it, you can put in your keywords, everything that you can normally do to a video. It couldn't be easier. It's absolutely free. This type of technology cost a lot of money when I started doing this a few years ago. I would love to see moms getting more involved in Hangouts. I don't get to attend as many as I would really like to. Now, this fall, once my girl goes off to kindergarten, I will be doing a lot more with Google Hangouts, just simply because, of course, you got to be camera ready. I'm not camera ready this morning. I just finished my salon. I am not camera ready this morning. You do have to be camera ready. You do not have to look like a superstar. These are social videos. People expect authenticity. But, of course, we all want to look our best. So, for me, that is something that I have to take into consideration. I'll be doing a lot more this fall, and I would love to see other moms doing these. I'd love to get invited to some more. I'd love to sit in on some Hangouts. So if you're nervous about doing one, invite me. I can't guarantee I can get to everybody's, but I do, especially for the Word of Mom audience, I do try to make special arrangements and get here just as often as I possibly can. I would just love to see more moms taking advantage of this and using these great pieces of content for yourself at absolutely no cost. The only cost is for your time. Play with these. plan on doing one when, you know, you're not really going to be broadcasting it. Do everything except hit the broadcast. Worst case scenario, you go ahead, you start a broadcast. Halfway through it, you completely mess up, and you just don't want to share it with the world. It's going to destroy you if the world sees this. Go ahead, stop the broadcast. Me, you know, it's going to happen. Go to your YouTube channel, and as soon as it goes live, just get rid of it. Okay? Just bring it down. That's all. It's okay. It's all good. Relax. Take a deep breath. But please do make use of these guys because they are just, these videos are showing up in the search. They're great in the search engines. They are very prominently displayed in the search engines. And if you're doing these when your competition isn't, because your competition is as afraid as you are. They don't want to be on video any more than we do. If you're doing these when your competition isn't, your business is truly going to stand out far above the rest. Do you have any questions for me about these?
Well, you know, it's funny because we all know when you and I were trying to do them, I mean, I made the mistake of, you know, you hit start, didn't know you had to hit the start broadcast button and things like that. So it's so much fun to me to now, having done a few, to go back and be like, oh, yeah, right, I remember that. And honestly, don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Like Janice said, if you're not happy with what happens, you can go in and delete it. Delete is a great thing, you know, but
love that delete button.
Nobody's perfect. And you've got to love the delete button. But you know what the reality is? Even if you did stumble a little bit, we stumble in life. So that's okay,
right,
too. You don't have to worry that, oh, my gosh, I made a mistake and I flubbed up this line or whatever. So what? We all make mistakes. Don't get hung up on everything being perfect. Too often in life, that is the biggest impetus that we face, is that it's not quote-unquote perfect, so if it's not perfect, I can't do it.
Right.
Wrong answer.
That's,
you know,
answer.
Because...
done is better than perfect.
Thank you. I was just going to say that. I was going to say,
by.
Janice has a saying that says. And it's true.
By. You are waiting to be perfect.
Exactly. And you know what? I personally think when we make those little bitty goofs, it's more endearing to people. It makes people realize, oh, they are being genuine.
Hmm.
You don't have to, you know, you don't have to go to the salon before you do a Google Hangout. It's okay to have your hair in a ponytail or whatever and a little bit of mascara on. If that's how you normally are, if you are someone like my mom who rolled out of bed in full makeup, that camera would have turned on and there my mother would have been, you know, the glamour queen because that's who she was. I wear a little bit of mascara. Sometimes I'll wear blush. I might throw a little bit of lip gloss on if I'm really in the mood. You don't have to be, this isn't about being glamorous. This is about being you and sharing who you are and what you are doing and empowering each other with what we are doing. And it's really an exciting time, and I can't wait once I get all settled because, you know, again, been traveling and moving and doing all kinds of things. But once I'm really looking forward to these. I really truly am, and I'm looking forward to adding this as part of everything we're doing with Word of Mom Radio, and we've just registered. I haven't even had a chance to tell Janice, the Word of Mom Network. We're creating a whole, we're partnering up with Empowering Mom Magazine and becoming
nice.
Their online voice.
Yes.
And Empowerment Women Radio is coming into Word of Mom Radio. I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on. And I couldn't wait for this Google Plus call because it was like, all right, I need that checklist. I love, Janice, that you do that you give us that place to be able to write everything down and go, okay, we need this, we need this, we need this, we need that, because you take so much of the guesswork out of it for everyone. And now it is going in and going, okay, Janice said, go here. Okay, I can play with this. Oh, this is what this is. That's what that is. And this is why I love your Help Not Hype show, because it's 30 minutes of jam-packed great info.
Good.
And I won't ask you what's coming up next, because you are getting over bronchitis, so we won't throw you on
I just looked it up. I had to look up what I was doing next. When next we meet, we are going to be discussing social media ROI, return on investment. Can you measure it? Should you measure it? And exactly what can be measured and how? So that's a lot of information to pack into a really, really short segment, but I'm really looking forward to talking about it.
Wow, that's going to be a great segment. I'm really looking forward to that.
Good.
Because people wonder about that all the time. You know, and I've said it before, and people say, oh, I spend too much time on Twitter and Facebook and things like that, and I don't see anything from it. And it's like, then you're not doing it right. Because,
right.
You know, it. And but on the flip side, and you know it too, Janice, people think, oh, it's, you know, I'm online and I'm networking and I've sent out 10 messages and I haven't gotten any sales.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you know, it doesn't work that way. You know, people don't want to invest the actual time you need to see that ROI. So I can't wait for that show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Have a real come to truth call on that one because I've had lots and lots of questions about it. And so I'm just really looking forward to going over in detail what you can, what you can't, and you know, what types of results you can expect. Lots and lots in that 20-minute call. So I hope we get a good audience. We might even have to do a part one and part two because there just is a ton of information to share.
It is possible that it's going to be a two-part segment, which is great, because people are loving the 30-minute format for you. And so on that note, we'll keep it at that 30 minutes. Janice, thank you so much. Again, thank you to our sponsors, everythingfamily.net and Safety First Bags. We'll be back on Thursday with Kemi Ingram, and she is the brain behind the hashtag Moms and Brands Twitter parties. So she will be there, and I will be actually at the 32nd Mom Twitter hangout this Wednesday night with Eliza All and her amazing women at 32ndmom.com. So I'm really excited to be their guest, their featured guest this Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, on Twitter. So busy week. And Janice, feel better, and we will talk to you soon. And for everybody else, thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.